Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today as we look further into the Christmas story through the account of the Apostle John. Well, no live phone calls today, but you can still get your questions to us anytime by voicemail at the usual number, 844-322-2742. Again, that number, of course, available anytime, 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742, or by sending an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Either way, we'll be glad to hear from you, but for right now, let's get today's broadcast underway, and here's Bob Christopher to do that.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're looking at the Christmas story through the eyes of the Apostle John, and as I've said a number of times, you know, Matthew and Luke give us the birth of Christ, the human perspective, and John kind of takes us heaven side. We see it from God's perspective, and we see this great plan of God that was made before the foundation of the earth even was a thing. He made this plan, and now it's being executed in the person of Christ Jesus. And so it's wonderful to see it through this particular lens, to see it from this perspective. So we're going to dive in, and we're going to look at the first 18 verses of John's Gospel, chapter 1. And it starts out, "In the beginning was the Word." And so this rivals the very beginning of the Bible. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Well, here we see, "In the beginning was the Word." So at the very same moment when God spoke the world into existence, the Word was there.
Yes.
So "in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So here's the introduction to John's gospel account, and he takes us all the way back to the very beginning of time. And before the beginning of time began, God existed, and there with God was the Word. Now, the Word was with God. That's what John tells us. And then he gives us this stunning statement, "The Word was God." So when we see this passage, he is saying to us that there with God was the Word, and this Word was God indeed. And it was with God in the beginning. And all things were made through this Word of God. And without the Word of God was not anything that was made. So we know that in the beginning of the Genesis account, that God spoke the world into existence. Well, Jesus Christ is this Word. And so this is an amazing story that John tells concerning Jesus Christ. For so long, God was just known as God the Father, God the Spirit. We see some passages about him in the Old Testament that tell us about a plurality, but we're not sure what he's really talking about. And here, John is given meaning to those particular passages in the Old Testament where God said, "Let us make man in our image." What in the world was he talking about? Well, here we're getting some inside information as to what Moses was talking about as he was moved by the Spirit to write it in such a way. So in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus Christ has always existed. He was in the beginning. Now, he is the Word, and that word the writers use, as far as the Greek word is concerned, is logos. And it means this. It means to give an account. And that's an interesting definition, isn't it?
Yes.
It was used in mathematics, in the classical Greek language. But here it's used in the sense that it's giving an account in the sense of explaining a story. So Jesus is explaining the story of God to you and to me. He's explaining the story of why we are here. He is explaining the story of our purpose. He's explaining the story of all of creation. So Jesus Christ is God's explanation of why things are the way they are. So it's so interesting to me that the complexity of God, the just sophistication of who he is, yeah. the nuances of who he is, that none of us are going to be able to fully grasp, to fully fathom. Mm-hmm. He's taken all of that and condensed it into the person of Christ Jesus. And Jesus is the explanation of the God story. He is the explanation of the why things are the way they are. And John goes on to explain it this way, that in him was life, and this life was the light of men. So again, it's expanding on that definition of logos, the explanation of a story. Jesus Christ is light. He came into this world of darkness, and he is the one who is going to bring order to our lives shattered by sin and death. That's the story of God being expressed through the person of Christ Jesus. And it's an amazing story.
Yes, it is.
And we get to participate in that story by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, in the Word that was in the beginning, that was with God, and that was God. So all things were made through him. In him is life. This life is the light of the world. And what we see is the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So there's no power of darkness that matches the power of God that's being expressed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Darkness cannot overcome the light of his life.
Yes.
And that's a victorious statement, and that's something that we really need to grasp. When Jesus came into this world 2,000 years ago, light entered into this darkness, and we're able to see the truth about God in the person of Jesus Christ.
Well, it is the Christmas story, the account of the Apostle John on Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us for this edition, everybody. Right now, we're pausing for just a moment to remind you that we need your help to continue broadcasting and streaming this good news of Jesus Christ every day. If Basic Gospel has found a place in your life, please help us keep the message going so that others can hear, believe, and live this good news, the gospel of grace in the Lord Jesus. Just click donate at basicgospel.net to help with your gift today. Again, you'll find a prominent donate link right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net. Now back to the Christmas story, and again, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So we're in the book of John, the first chapter of his gospel account. We've just worked through the first five verses, and now we're on to the second part of this, and this is going to be verses 6 through 13. Now, John is going to move forward a little bit from the birth of Jesus Christ. He doesn't really go into detail about the birth of Christ at all in his gospel account. He only says that Jesus became one of us. Now, he talks about his mission, light, coming into this world of darkness, the powers of darkness not being able to overcome it. And then he's going to move us forward to the very beginning of Jesus's ministry and what took place through John the Baptist. And so John writes this: there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This was John the Baptist. And he came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. So John had a purpose, and that purpose was to bear witness to Jesus Christ, to be a finger pointing to him and saying, you know, look to him. He is the Messiah. He is the light of men. In him is life. He is what you're looking for. Now, John makes this statement. He says, now, John the Baptist was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So John the Baptist preceded Jesus Christ just by several months as far as their birth was concerned. They were cousins. John the Baptist showed up on the scene at a point in time. He began carrying out his ministry. He was baptizing people in the River Jordan and saying, do this to repent and to prepare yourself for that one who is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a day, a point in time when Jesus showed up along the shores of that Jordan River, and he said, "You baptize me." Now, John the Baptist was reluctant to do so. He didn't want to baptize Jesus because he knew that Jesus was far superior than he was. As he said, that he was not worthy to bend down and to do his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So John knew the truth, but he did what he was called to do, and he baptized Jesus. And as soon as he did, a dove descended and landed upon Jesus, and the voice from heaven said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." So John carried out his mission. He bore witness to Jesus Christ, to that light that came into this world. Now, he says he was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. This is the great mystery.
Yeah.
And this is the consequence of sin and death. This is the consequence of Adam and Eve's choice to eat of the knowledge of the eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It made us blind to the reality of God. It forced us to have a distorted view of God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus Christ came into this world to correct it. So he came into this world, he made the world, and yet the world did not know him. It says he even came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. He was rejected by the Jewish people.
Yes, indeed.
And that was a great mystery. And the reason why he was rejected is that he didn't fulfill what they envisioned their Messiah doing.
Mm-hmm.
He died on a cross. That was humiliating to the Jewish people.
Yeah.
That somebody called their Messiah could do such a thing. They were looking for a victor, somebody that would defeat the Roman Empire. But Jesus defeated the real enemy, and that was sin and death. He conquered it once and for all. So he came to his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, and certainly there were some who did, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And these were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So there was something supernatural that was going to happen to anyone who believed in Jesus, who received Jesus Christ. They were going to be born again, born into the family of God. This was a supernatural occurrence, something that only God could bring about in the hearts of men. And it all comes through this man named Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. But again, friends, it's Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Davis, and I'm here with Bob Christopher, who is presenting this Christmas story and the introduction to the ministry of Jesus Christ. We hope you're enjoying and benefiting from it as we are presenting it to you. Friends, we invite you to subscribe to the Basic Gospel Daily Devotional. It's free, and it arrives every morning in your email inbox, and you can start each day being assured of God's love and grace in Jesus Christ. Subscribe today and start every day in that sure knowledge that you are a dearly beloved child of God. You can start your free subscription right now at basicgospel.net/subscribe. And we hope you'll do that today. Again, subscribe at basicgospel.net/subscribe. Now back to the Christmas story. And again, here's Bob.
Well, thanks, Bob. So as we began this broadcast today, we talked about the fact that Jesus Christ was the Word, and that Greek word is logos,
mm-hmm.
and it is it's a giving an account of something, especially in the sense of explaining a story. And that's what Jesus Christ is. He's the explanation of the story of God and the story of man.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes together in him.
Yes.
So he is the logic of God. And that's what John is trying to express to us. And he's going to really give us the full explanation of what that means in this final section that we're going to cover today. And it's verses 14 through 18 of John chapter 1. And here John says, "And the Word." Now, who is the Word? Well, it was the one who was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one who was with God. It was the one who was God. That's who he's talking about. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So at a point in time, as Paul said in Galatians chapter 4, at the right time, when the fullness of time came, God sent Jesus into this world.
Yeah.
We call that the incarnation, when God became flesh. And so this Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So when light comes into this world of darkness, we're going to recognize it. We're going to recognize there's something different about this man named Jesus.
Yeah.
And certainly the shepherds recognized the glory that was in Jesus Christ. Certainly the wise men, when they came and worshiped, they recognized the glory that was in this Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who saw him, his disciples who followed him, they recognized something about Jesus that was different from any other human. It was the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So at a point in time, 2,000 years ago, that first Christmas, God became man, and he dwelt among us. And this Jesus is full of grace and truth. That's something that we really need to mark in our Bibles and to really grasp and understand. Jesus Christ did not come into this world to judge the world. He didn't come into this world to bring condemnation and death. No, that wasn't his mission at all. He came into this world to save the world. How is he going to do it? Through grace and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this pattern. Whenever God showed up in the life of an individual in the Old Testament, he brought grace, he brought blessings, he brought promises to those individuals. It started with Abraham, and then we see it carried out throughout the Old Testament. And so when God shows up in the form of Jesus Christ, it's no wonder that he has come to bring grace and truth to you and me. Why? Because that's what we need. We were already under condemnation. We were already sinners. We were already under that judgment. We needed somebody that had the power to lift us out from underneath that. And only grace and truth can do that. And only grace and truth is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, he says that John, again, bore witness. This is John the Baptist, bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me." So Jesus Christ, as far as earthly age, he was younger than John the Baptist.
Yeah.
He was born into this world after John the Baptist was. So he was younger by 6 months or so. But John recognized the truth that he ranks before, that Jesus ranks before John the Baptist. And here's the reason, because he pre-existed John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Jesus has always been. There's never been a moment in time that Jesus didn't exist, and even before time began, Jesus was. That's incredible for us to think about, but that's the truth. And John recognized this. So from his fullness, he goes on to say, we have all received grace upon grace.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus Christ isn't just giving a part of himself. He's giving his full self for you and for me. And from the fullness of who he is, we've all received grace upon grace. Why do we receive that? Why is that offered to us? Because that's what we need. Apart from the grace of God, there is no salvation. Apart from the grace of God, quite frankly, there's no creation. God decided to create because that was his nature.
Yeah.
It was an act of grace to bring us into this world to begin with. It's an act of grace to save us from the consequence of sin and death. So from his fullness, the fullness of who Jesus is, we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. We see that Moses, after he led the people through the Red Sea, and they camp out at Mount Sinai. He goes up on the mountain, and God and Moses talk about this covenant. Mm-hmm. And he brings down the Ten Commandments, and he gives the words of God to the people, and they respond, "All that you have said, O Lord, we will do." And a covenant was established, and the Ten Commandments were the centerpiece of that. Now, that law condemns. Why? Because it gives us the knowledge of sin. It shows us our real problem. And why did we need that? So that we could respond to the solution that was made available, that is offered to us in the person of Jesus Christ, the solution of grace and truth. So no one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. So why did Jesus Christ come into this world? To make the Father known. Why? Because we were living in darkness, and darkness presented a faulty story about God. Beyond the darkness, we knew that there was a God that existed, but what he was like, we didn't have a clue. We started to come up with all kinds of stories, to satisfy our own speculations. Mm-hmm. But none of those stories were true. Why? Because those stories were guided by the darkness, authored by sin and death. And so we needed truth. And so God sent Jesus, the light of this world, to break into our darkness so that we could see the truth about God. That's why Jesus Christ came into this world. He was at the Father's side. We see this from the very first verse of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. He was at the Father's side. But then he became one of us and dwelt among us, and in so doing, he pierced our darkness to make the knowledge of the Father known to you and me.
Yeah.
It is an unbelievable story. And that was the story from heaven's side.
Yes.
And when we get it from that perspective, it just expands the meaning of it so much for you and me. So let's quickly go through this last section again. So Jesus became flesh. The writer of Hebrews says this: since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. So Jesus Christ came to break us out of our fear of sin and death. We also see in this that Jesus Christ is both fully God and fully man. Now, that's something that is hard for us to grasp, yeah. that in one single person is a divine nature and a human nature. Theologians call that the hypostatic union, and it's unique to Jesus Christ. He is both fully God and fully man. And so from his fullness, we receive grace upon grace. Why? Because Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. That's what we needed. That's what God saw that we needed. And that's what he sent to us in Jesus Christ. That's what this Christmas story is all about. At just the right time, God did for us what we could never do for ourselves. He sent someone to rescue us from the power of sin and death so that we could have life everlasting and spend eternity with him.
Friends, we hope you've enjoyed and benefited and very simply loved this Christmas story that we've been presenting on Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. If you have questions about anything that you've heard on Basic Gospel or in general for that matter, the phone line is always open for you at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. We love hearing from you and we'll be glad to address your question on the air. You can also send an email to bob@basicgospel.net to pose any question that you might have. Again, that's bob@basicgospel.net. Also, if Basic Gospel is making a difference in your life, help us keep the good news coming by supporting this ministry with your prayers and with your gifts. You can do that now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And we hope you'll go and take advantage of that. A big prominent donate link right there on the homepage, again, at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again on Monday for Basic Gospel. Merry Christmas, everybody, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.